What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I was watching, I had multiple televisions on today. I'm in D.C., and I was watching on one TV, I was listening to the Supreme Court, their arguments over not just birthright citizenship, but the idea of lower courts just issuing these nationwide injunctions, and then watching the president as all of these foreign leaders are kissing up to him and giving him, I mean, rolling out. The red carpet doesn't even describe it. It's we've never seen a carpet like this before. All of the pomp and circumstance, so happy to have him. State dinners, and then investments in America, trillions of dollars of investments into the United States of America. I mean, it's amazing. And it's got to make you happy. Whether these countries are run by tyrants or not, the Trump doctrine is no more nation building. All right? We are not going to foolishly think that we can spread democracy around the world by trying to control other countries. That's not what we're going to do. We'll lift these countries up economically when they do business with America, and they can make lots of money by doing business in America, and that will bring about peace, and that will bring about stability. But the days of America thinking that it could nation build are over, and that's good, because it was a foolish errand and a waste of money, billions and billions and billions of dollars wasted. And the way to usher in peace is to have these nations understand that they work with the United States of America. They invest in the United States of America. And it's better to make money than it is to fight us. And then it's better to make money with their neighboring countries than it is to fight them. And then you isolate Iran. You keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And then you can achieve stability in the Middle East. I'm not foolish enough to think that the Middle East is ever going to be a peaceful cakewalk. It won't be. But you can usher in stability, which is not something we've had. You look at how these nations in the Middle East, from Qatar to Saudi Arabia to the United Arab Emirates, how they have invested and grown in the last several decades. And United Arab Emirates, you know, they went from being a country that was actually going to run out of oil to being a country that decided, hey, let's now usher in the same kind of, for lack of a better word, capitalism that our neighboring countries have. So they have skyscrapers, and they even have comedy clubs. Now, I was reading this article today. It was fascinating how the president went to speak to the troops, and that comedian Theo Von was there today. And Theo Von was entertaining the troops. And, you know, what was crazy about this is, as I'm reading this whole thing, there's an entire passage about how comedy is now something that these Middle Eastern countries actually want. Like they want this now. And there's a piece in the story from the AP. The wealthy Gulf nations that Trump has visited have increasingly welcomed a burgeoning stand-up scene and acts from abroad as they promote themselves as global entertainment destinations. And there are fewer red lines than one might expect in the socially conservative region. When Russell Peters performed in Saudi Arabia and Dave Chappelle in Abu Dhabi last year, both told a number of sexually explicit jokes and playfully mocked aspects of local culture, like the heavy reliance on foreign workers. The only no-go zones appear to be criticism of Islam or the country's autocratic rulers. You can't talk about the royals and you can't talk about religion, said comedian Tom Segura, describing restrictions imposed on his comedy tour when he went to the United Arab Emirates. And so Theo Vaughn was there today performing at the Al Udeid Air Base, which houses about 8,000 troops. When Trump took the stage in a hangar on the Qatari side of the installation, he praised Vaughn and talked about how his son Barron encouraged him to sit down with a comedian. He said, "Dad, you got to do an interview with a guy named Theo Vaughn." And Trump said, "I said, who the hell is Theo Vaughn?" And we had a good time. So he was joking about all kinds of things that are politically incorrect, and you know, according to the article from the AP, there were lots of laughs and there were some groans. Nothing wrong with groans. But it's just amazing to me to think about who would have ever thought people like Dave Chappelle would be performing in wealthy Gulf states in the Middle East. But it makes sense. There's a lot of money. There's amazing restaurants and nightclubs, and people who visited these countries talk about that. And I think a lot of people have the impression these countries are still in the Stone Age. And for some parts of them, they certainly are, no doubt about that. And some of their thinking certainly is. But it's very obvious that they recognize how much money they can make by investing in the United States of America, being partners with the U.S., and then ushering in stability and peace in the region. If the president is able to achieve all that, which I think he is, because they fear him and they respect him. See, that's the other thing, too, is that America is respected again on the world stage. We went from having a buffoon who was falling up the steps of Air Force One, an embarrassment on the national stage, to a president who looks presidential and is respected as being a tough, fierce president you don't want to mess with. Like, nobody was afraid of Joe Biden. Nobody was afraid of Barack Obama. They were not afraid to cross their red lines, and they did. They weren't afraid when Joe Biden said to Iran, don't. Well, they did. When Hamas attacked Israel, when Russia invaded Ukraine, that all happened under Biden's watch. You know, there were conversations back then about the United States dollar, the U.S. dollar, would no longer be the reserve currency of the world. You remember those conversations? It wasn't that long ago. Nations weren't afraid of us. They weren't respecting us. They weren't investing in the United States of America. And all that has completely changed. This is a absolute political home run, grand slam, A++++ that there is. The president on the world stage. This trip has been, and I'm sorry, but you can be the biggest Trump critic. You have to hand it to him. This has been a masterful exercise in diplomacy. This has been a masterful exercise in showing the world the United States of America's back. And I'm glad he did it within the first couple months of his term. I really am. I'm glad he's out there on the world stage, showing the world America is going to be the leader of the world again. Not the world's police department, not the world's nation builder, not the world's we're going to tell you how to govern and we're going to spread the our democracy. No. We're going to be the leader of the world and we're going to make the most money and you should invest in our country. And you should reap the benefits of that. And that's how we'll grow in the 21st and the 22nd century and in the future. And then things like war and terrorism and all these things. Look, I don't have rose colored glasses. I know there's always going to be crazy people. And I know there's going to be people who want to destroy that kind of thinking, even within those Muslim countries. They're going to have people that are not happy about the fact that the president of the United States is there. They have people in that country who are not happy about the idea that there's so much Western influence in their countries. You've got fundamentalists who don't like the fact that Dave Chappelle is performing comedy in their countries. But if the countries will keep those people at bay and not succumb to them, because the reality is they like making money, then we're good. We're good. We have to be on guard, obviously, but we're good. And if the countries work to keep those groups away from causing any calamity and chaos because they fear us, and we know, and we're not stupid, we know that they've got the power to suppress those groups, then we'll be good. And it's a sea change in everything that we've been to in a lot of times in the past, where we, the United States of America, we just looked foolish on the world stage. They didn't fear us. They didn't respect us. And that's why you had Russia invade Ukraine. That's why China was building up and eating our lunch militarily. And it's why Hamas attacked Israel. It's all the things. Why the Houthis were striking. It's all the things. And, you know, if Trump had had a second term, a second consecutive term, then it's very possible this age of peace and prosperity in the Middle East would have been ushered in a lot sooner, because he was trying with the Abraham Accords. You know, Jared Kushner, that was his big thing. And it was this idea that we form alliances between Syria and Israel, Saudi Arabia and Israel. Things that at one point you never would have thought possible, ever. And yet here we are at the precipice of this actually occurring. So let's play a cut for you. This is the president and in Doha, Qatar, cut number 5. He wanted to thank the emir because of all of the investment that's going to happen in the United States of America. Cut number 5.
I want to thank the emir because he put up a lot, and in terms of investment, it could amount to 2 million, 3 million, maybe even 4 million jobs in the United States. And more importantly, it's really important stuff. It's tremendous refining capabilities. It's capabilities for very high end. AI is a big subject, and it's a big subject over here too. I always say, what are you investing in? It seems one thing everybody seems to have in common is AI. So I don't know if that's a good thing or bad. Maybe you shouldn't do it because too many people are doing it, or maybe you should follow the crowd, fellas. Okay, so you're going to figure it out.
See that? See? You're going to figure it out. The AI thing is huge. Technology is huge. You know, you bring these, a lot of these countries have been savages, and they've been in the freaking Stone Age, but you bring them into the modern century, and they like it. They like the conveniences of it. They love the transformation. They love the comforts that money brings them. And suddenly they don't want to be in the freaking cave anymore. It's not that complicated. Like, we like comfort. As human beings, we like it. We like things like air conditioning versus sweating in the desert. We like nice, comfy couches and good dinners. And we like all those things. They like them too, because they're just human beings. So getting everybody on the same page in terms of the kind of prosperity that we can have is great. This is the president continuing with that, cut number 6.
I just want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank the media. The media, I have to say, has been very fair. They've been very fair. They've been terrific, actually. I was watching some of our, normally they would not say good things, but they're having a hard time saying bad, because this is a record tour. There's never been a tour that will raise, it could be a total of $3.5-4 trillion. This, just in this 4 or 5 days. And it's from great people. And our relationship now is very strong with Saudi Arabia. Nobody's coming. Nobody's going to be bothering that relationship. Nobody would be able to break that relationship because of my relationship with the Crown Prince and the family. The relationship is really strong. And when you talk about Qatar, the relationship is equal. I mean, it's just like nobody's going to break that relationship. We have never had a relationship with Qatar as strong as it is now. You know that better than anybody. And they're very happy. And we're going to protect you. That's the one thing you need, maybe. But I don't think you're going to need too much of that. And I said last night, it was a great meeting, great everything. They brought in Lee Greenwood to sing. It was a beautiful evening, and I appreciate it.
So imagine it. America's respected again, ushering in a new era of peace, lifting up nations economically, expanding markets, earning their respect. That's how you achieve peace. I mean it. Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize for this. Absolutely. And the thing is, you have here a guy who loves America and is a businessman. He knows how to deal with these people. And he also knows how to make them fear him. So their choices are fight the guy or make money with the guy. Well, making money with the guy is better than fighting him, especially because we can win. So that's it. That's how you do it. It's peace through strength and then also peace through making money. Lots and lots of cash. Everybody likes that. Everybody wins. The other part of this, too, is that because we in the United States of America are no longer going to play games with the climate change nonsense and turn off the spigot for our oil, these countries also understand that they are not going to be able to push us around anymore and dictate the price of oil on the world stage. Let's not forget that these countries control OPEC, and these countries set the price of a barrel of oil. And if we don't have enough supply, then we are completely reliant on them. And they know that, and they screw with us, and they have been for a long time. That's over, though, because they know that we are going to drill, baby, drill. And they know that we're going to be pumping out our oil and selling our oil on the world stage. So they can't just push us down anymore. That's another big part of this that nobody's really talking about. By ending the climate Green New Scam nonsense and by America unleashing our oil potential, these countries in the Middle East can no longer just bully us around. So these things are happening at the same time. They watched as Democrats like Joe Biden talked about no more oil. Oil's bad. We're going to do solar. By the way, there's a story about Chinese technology in solar panels and solar modulars that can be used to spy on America. Shocking, I know. Because all these solar panels are made in China, brought over here, and the technology to run them, yeah, they're spying. I know, big shock. But when this president came in and said, we are going to unleash American oil, unleash American energy, and we will be providing to the world, these Arab states had no choice but to turn around and say, we got to play with this guy. We got to play the game. Because we can't just bully the United States of America anymore. We can't just do what we want. So let's make money with the guy. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful thing. It's also the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike be the guy who gives you that perfect, perfect smile. All right, we got a lot to get to today on the show, including more of the president on the world stage, the Supreme Court case on birthright citizenship, and also on this idea of federal judges issuing nationwide injunctions. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, Justin, is it raining back in Philadelphia?
It was earlier. Right now, I'd say it's at a steady drizzle. Steady drizzle.
But steady drizzle.
It's been raining. Like, it's like the song says, it will stop. It's been raining for like the last 4 days straight.
I know. So I'm going to the Swiss ambassador's house tonight. Here's the deal. Tonight at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be on Ingram Engel with Laura Ingram. I'm 99% sure I'm saying it correctly. And then the Swiss ambassador's house. How cool is that? Guys, do you think there might be any of those, like, Swiss, Swiss cookies? What do they have? Chocolates, right? That's their thing?
Yeah, chocolate.
Switzerland?
And watches.
Chocolate, right? Oh, yes.
And don't forget
watches.
About the watches. Yeah, see if you can get, like, a Rolex or an Omega,
right?
Or something. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I could offshore some of my money. I don't have any money, but I could if I was going to do that. How cool is that?
That is pretty awesome.
I just found a camera here in the studio I'm using at our DC, Odyssey DC. Thank you to Odyssey DC for having me. I wonder if I can get this to work. It's like one of those old school webcam thingies, you know? But I don't know. I'm a little nervous about trying the technology, you know what I mean? Because I'll wind up destroying it, and I'll never be allowed back. So
I think, the only thing that makes me hesitant is I feel like we should be recording or streaming on YouTube your attempted setup. That's probably more entertaining than anything else, and sadly, there's no possible way to do that.
Yeah, no, I could use my phone, I guess. I'm worried about how the angle will look on the phone, you know?
Yeah, the phone camera's not great either.
Because I don't have hair and makeup yet, you know? Gotta wait till I get a box for that.
So. That's the reason.
They're like, do you want us to send you a car? I said, damn right I do. I mean, I could walk there, but I'm not doing that. I'm going to have them drive me. It'll be like 5 feet. That's how close the DC studio is to the Fox studio. So it's going to be like it's seeing the movie where you get in the car, you just drive around the block, you get out. But it still will feel really good. It's just purely an ego thing.
Are you going to make them wait for you outside until your hit's done and then drive you the 5 minutes back?
No, they're going to drive me to the Swiss ambassador's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off anyway?
They said, do you want a car? And I said, sure, I'll take your car. Fox News does that. They're great. I said, sure, I'll take your car. And then he said, where do you want us to pick you up? And I said, pick me up at the Odyssey DC studio. And then can you drop me off at the Swiss ambassador's house? And they were like, really? I said, yeah. Like, are you going to the Swiss ambassador's house? I said, yes, I am. Good friend of mine. I have no idea who he is. But they said, sure, no problem. So that's what we're doing. We're doing that.
Who is the Swiss ambassador, by the way?
I should probably look that up, huh, before I go to his home.
Is it Callista Gingrich?
Is it? I mean, she was the Vatican, wasn't she?
Oh, I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Okay,
I should have Googled it before I even
Google
asked.
It? Can you Google it for me? The good thing about being on Laura Ingram at 7 o'clock is that knock on wood, nothing is certain, but I probably won't get bumped because it's right at the start of the show. And your odds of getting bumped go down if you're at the beginning of the show. It's usually the end of the show where you have to worry about getting bumped. Of course, just saying that could be bad luck, so I shouldn't even say that. But we're looking good for 7 p.m. right at the start of the show. How's that? Boom. And then I'll be partying it up with the Swiss. What do the Swiss drink anyway? What do they have over there?
What's hot chocolate. Their...
Okay, only you would say that. I'm talking about adult beverages, not chocolate. You're like 7 years old. You know that?
Well, they got good hot chocolate. I don't know. I thought that's what you were referencing.
Who's the ambassador? Did you figure it out yet?
Yeah, it is Calista Gingrich, it looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
How did you not look this up?
It
boggles my mind.
I was going to get to it. I've had a busy day. I've been on, I've had to do a bunch of stuff. And so it was on my to-do list. I literally on my to-do list, it said, pick up dry cleaning, look up who the Swiss ambassador is. That's my to-do list. And I picked up the dry cleaning. And now we have the Swiss ambassador. So we're set. Look at that. We're good. All right. It's going to be fun. Now find out, can you Google for me, what do the Swiss drink, besides hot chocolate? What do
it's going to be
Swiss
hot
adults drink?
They're a Germanic country, so you got to assume beer's on the table at some point.
Ooh.
I do know...
I like a good Swiss beer.
There are some Swiss absinthe? It's hard to say words, but absinthe.
Absinthe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schnapps.
Yeah.
They have like a slightly alcoholic apple cider type drink called Apfelwein.
Mm.
And there's a couple of different Swiss cocktails.
Okay. What about bourbon? Are they big bourbon people over there in Switzerland?
Not that I can see. They do drink wine. They do have some good wines, apparently.
All right. Well, then I think it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a fantastic night. I'm very excited. And then, tomorrow, we'll be live at the Republican National Lawyers Association Conference, which is not going to be nearly as exciting as drinking with the Swiss, but still a lot of fun. And we have some great guests lined up, and I'll tell you all about that as we go on. Thanks to our buddy Linda Kearns for the invite and for setting that up for us. It's going to be a blast, no doubt about that. I want to play this clip, though. This is Theo Von, the comedian, joking with troops in Qatar about his appearance. And... so, Matt, let me ask you, how much editing did you have to do on this to censor the comedian Theo Von, who's Trump's buddy? Was there a lot?
So this is the portion of the little presentation that he gave that kind of went viral on social media.
Oh, it's called the comedy set,
well,
not a presentation.
Sorry.
He's not giving a sales presentation.
Well, I thought it was a pretty good presentation. Anyway, the full set, the full comedy routine was about 20, 25 minutes, I think. But this is the 2 minutes that everybody has kind of recirculated on X. Thankfully, not much cursing. I think one or two, but yeah, it wasn't bad.
Not bad. All right, cut four.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, nice to be here. Sorry, I'm very nervous. I don't know exactly. I feel like I'm guilty of something. It's alarming. What's going on? Not much. I didn't know I was going to be here either. Yeah, I promise you. This is definitely court ordered. I'm just getting out of some time. Yeah, they said, dude, you want to go to the Middle East? And I'm like, the Middle East of what? Like, what do you even mean? You mean like Kentucky or what do you guys want? They're like, no, dude, the Middle East where the peace is. I'm like, if you're hiring me to go over there and help with peace, then things are not good. It is not going well because, yeah, I'm on TMZ right now having a bar fight in Nashville. So I don't think... I think you guys caught me on a tough week for peace, man. They're like, no, dude, we want you over there. We want you to be over there. We want you to come over and talk about peace and being in the Middle East. So, here I am. And what's going on, dude? Not much, man. Yeah, most of you guys have never seen me walk before, actually. So You guys can't, dude. These are bulletproof. I'm like, what am I doing up here? Yeah, don't shoot. I don't even know whose team we're on. Crazy. I'm like, how many sides are on this base? It's a big game of Clue. Yeah, but no, I'm happy to be here, man. They said to come on over, and so I said, okay, dude, let's do it, you know? I was just in New York when I got the call. People are so mean in New York, man. I said hello to a guy. He said no. I was like, all right, dude. Okay, that checks out. And, yeah, so I came over here, and I'm trying to think how I had a big plan of how to start this whole thing, and I just can't remember the beginning part. But I'll pick it up. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Him entertaining the troops, and he went on for 25 minutes. Apparently improvised the whole thing, but the troops liked it, and they liked hearing from the commander-in-chief, certainly. I hope his act got better than that. You know, I didn't see the whole thing, but I can only hope it got better. But what I find fascinating about that is that the Middle East is now becoming a burgeoning comedy scene. That really is the most interesting part of it for me. It really is. Here is the commander-in-chief delivering remarks to the troops at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Cut number one.
Here with the men and women who embody American strength and pride, the warriors of the United States Armed Forces. It's an amazing group of people. You are, without a doubt, the greatest fighting force in the history of the world. That's the way it is. I said it last night. I said it strong. We have the strongest military in the world. There's not even a contest. We have the best equipment. Nobody has equipment like us. Nobody has the planes or the missiles or anything else. And as your commander-in-chief, I'm here to say that America's military will soon be bigger, better, stronger, and more powerful than ever before.
Good. Excellent. Good. And he's given them a raise. Pay raises for the troops. Now, on Capitol Hill, you need to know right now, they're in the middle of negotiating back and forth on the one big, beautiful bill. And right before it came on the air today, there was an update on that, where the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, came out and said they are going to change some things to appease certain Republicans. I don't know how you feel about this, but they are going to do something regarding what is known as the state and local tax or SALT deduction. And it's going to include a larger tax break for blue states. And these Republican moderates are demanding that. These would be Republican moderates in New York and New Jersey, for example, like Elise Stefanik, and they want more salt. Now, for us, it benefits us in our region because we pay a lot in property taxes. The argument against that, obviously, is that other people in states that don't have lunatic lefty governors who raise taxes all the time, they're subsidizing the blue states. That's the argument against it. The argument for it is, anytime you put more money in people's pockets, it's a good thing. The argument against it is, yeah, but now there's no incentive for the blue states to rein in their property taxes because people can just deduct that money off their federal income taxes, so who really cares? But the argument against that is, I can tell you, people still really care. Whether you can deduct it or not, people still really care. But they're working that out as well. And there's going to be a lot of changes. These Republicans, these moderate Republicans, pushing for a higher SALT deduction. And you have hardline conservatives, according to the story, calling for much more muscular Medicaid changes. And Republicans from high-tax blue states, including New York, New Jersey, and California, are calling for an increase to the proposed SALT deduction cap of $30,000 for individuals making $400,000 or more, arguing that it does not provide substantive relief for their constituents. The issue has been one of the biggest hang-ups hampering the bill. Representative Andrew Garbarino of New York, a key member of the SALT caucus, I had no idea there was such a thing, said after the meeting that the group provided scorekeepers with new requests for number analysis as they search for a deduction cap palatable for the entire conference. There's another guy named Nick LaLotta. He's a New York Republican as well, who said that there's been no bona fide change And he called it a very faulty ways and means bill, but that they are trying to get this. Any increase to the deduction cap proposal, however, will spark howls from hardline conservatives who are apprehensive of spiking the cap and say that if it goes higher, it must be paid for with additional spending cuts, slashes that could upset some of the moderates. So Representative Byron Donalds of Florida, for example, a state that does not have outrageous property taxes, because they have a really great governor and they've been really smart about keeping their taxes down there, said, I think $30,000 is more than generous. I'm open to making sure we get the president's agenda through. And at its core, everybody in that room, we want to get the president's agenda through. We're committed to that. It's about really how we put the math together. So if SALT goes up, then there's going to have to be some adjustments elsewhere. Chip Roy of Texas, stalwart financial conservative. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. I'm a big fan of Byron Donalds. Said the success of the bill depends a lot on where the SALT guys want to be and what kind of a trade or deal can get done. Incidentally, the state and local tax issue, SALT, is going to play very heavily in the New Jersey governor's race. There's two aspects of this that I want to bring to your attention. The first one is this clown in Newark, Ross Baraka, who last week nobody had ever heard of. Now he's gotten arrested and he's all over the news and his star is rising among Democrats and he probably wants to try to get arrested again. He's acting like a martyr and a victim. There's a clip of him today going on about how he's being persecuted like Moses or something, some nonsense. But the front runner in the race is a congresswoman from North Jersey named Mikey Sherrill. Why is that relevant to you? Because she has been for years advocating an increase in the SALT deduction. She ran on that issue, among other things, but that was really the primary thing that helped her get elected in the first place. That was a Republican district at the time. And there was some redistricting too, but the guy who was there forever was a man named Rodney Frelinghuysen, who was respected on both sides. He was the chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the House. He retired. It was an open seat. Mikey Sherrill then ran on the issue of saying that the SALT deduction that the Republicans had put in was too low. And now she's running for governor. So this issue kind of comes home on that front there. Along with the immigration issue, because obviously, you know, as these clowns, these Democrat clowns act like children, but purposely try to get arrested. I mean, purposely blocking and scuffling with federal law enforcement so that they can be arrested and they can get on The View and MSNBC and CNN and they can have all these people write stories about them and get earned media as this guy, this mayor of Newark runs for mayor or governor, excuse me. They're going to keep trying to do that. But the president says he's going to give a pay raise to the troops. This is cut number two from the president speaking at the military base in Qatar. Take a listen.
But the real strength of our military doesn't come from its fighter jets. It really comes from our people. That's you. It comes from our people. You're unbelievable people. The aptitude and all of the things you have to do what you do. You know, I look at some of those engines and I'm a pretty smart cookie. I would tell you I'm real smart. And I'd look at you and you take those engines apart and put them back together, blindfolded, and fix them up. It's amazing what you're able to do. And then to fly them, just incredible. You're incredible. You're a very special group of people. And that's why in my 2026 budget includes across the board. Maybe you don't want it. Look, for the good of the country, you don't have to take it. Pay raises for each and every one of you, substantial pay raises. But you don't have to take it. You don't have to take
them. You don't have to take them, but you're going to want to take them. Obviously, you're going to want to take them, clearly. So they're working out the one big, beautiful bill. The problem is you got to find the spending cuts, and we're talking about how you can find that money. And then also how you can avoid raising taxes and the battle over this SALT deduction. Look, I'm affected by this, given I live in Jersey, but I agree with Byron Donalds. I think 30,000 is more than generous. It's higher than what it is now. It's $10,000 now. I think going up to $30,000 is more than generous. There's an old saying, let's not make perfection the enemy of the good. There are many people philosophically who don't think there should be any SALT deduction. But I'm telling you, that's never going to happen either, because these Republicans have to go back to their districts and they've got to listen to people who pay a lot of money in property taxes say, you raise my taxes. And when they turn around and say, I didn't raise your taxes, you got to blame your blue state governor. Well, they don't want to hear that. And then they vote them out, or they vote in a Democrat. And we've seen that happen. We've watched as that happens. So I understand why these Republicans in New York and New Jersey and California are pushing on the issue, because their constituents live in wealthy districts that pay a lot of money in local taxes and they want to maximize their deductions. But at the same time, I think Byron Donalds is right. 30 grand is a lot of money for a deduction. That's a lot of cash. So that's three times what it is now. And I think that's more than fair. If this is going to be a hill to die on, these Republicans are crazy. Now, I can tell you that at that point, you might as well just scrap the whole thing, because you're just looking greedy at this point. So we'll see where that goes. But yeah, no, that issue has cost Republicans votes, and it's something that they are going to have to put back in if they want it to pass it. So, all right, 855-839-1210 is the number, on X at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. Well, all this rain that we have, days and days of it, you need Garden State Earthworks, because I don't know who's going to stop the rain, but I know who's going to stop the damage it causes to your property. And that's my buddy Lou Vargo, Garden State Earthworks. Look, if you have water problems on your backyard, this rain's not going to help. It's only going to make it worse. Water problems never get better on their own. So you need Garden State Earthworks, GardenStateEarthworks.com, and call them at 856-848-4444. They are the best at what they do. They'll drain that water away once and for all, so you're good to go. And I know this from personal experience, because I had two different houses that I needed them. I know, my luck, right? First house, wet basement. I met Lou Vargo for the first time. He said, we'll never have another drop of water in that basement ever again. And we never did. Second house, backyard was a gigantic pond, like a swamp. Drain the water away. All this rain we've been having, no water in the backyard. It all drains. They are the best at what they do, and they're super busy, but they will make you a priority if you tell them I sent you. So call them today at 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court case today regarding birthright citizenship. But really, it's bigger than just that. It's about these judges who think that they can make these nationwide rulings, these injunctions, and then rule for the entire country. So we've got a great guest coming up on that who's a real expert on the Constitution. His name is Mark Miller, senior attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation. And I'm excited to talk to him about this. And we have some great audio for you from the Supreme Court hearing as well. I just want to mention, you know, Bruce Springsteen may be the most overrated musician of all time. And the guy has been around way too freaking long. And he, another one who abandoned his working class roots and, you know, thinks he's bigger than everybody. And he's just, and his tirade against Trump is also overrated. Because there, I mean, think about it. There's the president on the world stage with all of these leaders of these Middle Eastern Gulf state countries who are talking about pledging billions and billions of dollars, adding up to trillions and trillions of dollars into the United States of America, ushering a new era of peace. And then you got this crazy washed up singer who's ranting about him like an old man yelling at a cloud on stage. So I'm just here to say that not, and he's a fake farmer too, as you know. I mean, old McSpringsteen in the EIEIO band, all those years he took that farmland property tax assessment, speaking of property taxes, in New Jersey to avoid paying his property taxes by, I don't know, letting people grow blueberries on his farm or something. Such an egregious violation of the spirit of the law that they had to rewrite the entire law because of him and his buddy Bon Jovi, the two of them, two fake farmers. Bon Jovi had EIEIO acres. But here's Bruce ranting and raving. Cut 25.
The mighty Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of art, of music, of rock and roll in dangerous times. In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, that has been a beacon of hope liberty for 250 years is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experience to rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom reign.
So he's ranting and ranting, you know, just like Howard Stern, fake farmer Bruce, the people that used to listen to his music, they voted for Trump. The people that used to listen to the Howard Stern show voted for Trump. So rant and rave like a crazy person. No one cares. Even your tirade is overrated. Old McSpringsteen. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Will the Supreme Court rein in these rogue judges who think they can issue nationwide injunctions? Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.